Chulin chapter 9, Mishnah 3. Hamafshit bebehema, someone who is flaying an animal. So what this Mishnah is going into over here is the laws of a skin, the hide of an animal. While the hide is connected to the animal, it transmits tumah from the person to the animal and from the animal to the person if the animal was tamah. But that's only while it's connected to the animal. Once it's removed from the animal, it can't transmit tumah anymore because it's not considered flesh from one to the other. So this Mishnah is going to go into at what point is it considered still connected to the animal and at what point is it considered removed from the animal. So it says the Mishnah, mafshit bebehema, if one is flaying a domesticated animal, ubechaya, or a undomesticated animal, betahira, or a clean animal, a kosher animal, in other words, or betumea, or an unkosher animal, bedaka, or begasa, whether it's a small or a large animal, if it is being flayed l'shatiach, for a rug or a spread, they want to use the leather skin as a rug or a spread. So in this case over here, the way it's flayed is it's the skin is slit lengthwise along the length of the animal, and then it's pulled towards the sides off the animals. It's pulled sideways off the animal. So in this case, it's still considered connected to the animal until kedei achiza, until there is enough to take hold of it. There is enough to take hold of the skin in a person's hand. At that point, the skin is no longer considered connected to the animal, and it wouldn't transmit tumah to and from the animal. Less than that, it's still considered connected to the animal. Well, a chemes, if it is being peeled off the skin, if it's being taken off to make a water skin. Now, the difference over here, it's not slit lengthwise along the animal, rather around the animal's neck is cut, and it's peeled off the animal, like turned inside out and peeled off the animal to try to keep it as whole as possible, because it's going to be made into a water container. So they don't want to slit it along the length, they're just going to peel it off the animal. So in this case, if they're going to make it like that, says the Mishnah, ad sheyafshit es hachaze, until the breast has been taken flayed. Apparently the breast was the hardest part to disconnect if the animal was being skinned in this way. And so until the breast was skinned, was flayed, the skin is still connected to the body of the animal and would still transmit tumah to the animal and from the animal to the person. Once the breast is flayed, tumah doesn't transfer between the two. Next case of the Mishnah is Hamargil. If he's doing the same procedure to make a water container or a container, a water skin, but instead of starting at the neck, he starts at the legs and works upwards, peeling the skin from the legs. Kula chibur l'tumah. All the while it's attached, it is considered to transmit tumah. All the while that there's any part of the flesh remaining attached, in this case, it conveys tumah to and from the animal. And says the Mishnah, all of these cases, it transmits to and from tumah the animal, as we've been saying. Next case, or she'al hatzavar, the skin that is around the neck of the animal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says, Einor chibur, it's not regarded as attached. V'chachomim omrim chibur, so it is regarded as attached. Ad sheyafshis eskula, until it has been entirely removed. So what this case is going on is the last case we said where the animal is being flayed from its feet up. Because in that case, you'll appreciate the neck will be the last part to be flayed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, until the neck has been flayed, it's even if the neck hasn't been flayed, it's not regarded as attached. But the Chachomim say that until he flays the entire carcass in this last case, then the skin is considered still attached and would still transmit tumah to and from the animal.